For some time now, we've been following the story about the campaign to create a Canadians with Disabilities Act. It all goes back to a job application or difficulties of applying for a job online with the Canadian government. Donna Jordan took the government to court to make their sites accessible. That's gone beyond that now. There's now a huge drive to have more laws put in place to protect and support people with disabilities. And Donna joins us from Toronto now. Donna, hi there. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me again, and thank you very much.
Now, this has been a bit of an ongoing project, but it has been gathering support and there has been great advances. Just take us back just a little bit, Donna, because if we're just to remind people that you were applying for a job with the government, you couldn't do this because of the inaccessibility of the website. You had to take them to court several times. Did that have a good outcome in the end?
It did and it did not, in the sense that the government did comply with what the court ordered them to do. And there have been improvements in the external websites, but with regard to the internal websites for government employees, things are still not as they should be. But I would say on the whole, more awareness has been raised. The case has gotten a lot of airing from around the world. So those two areas, it has improved immensely, but there's still a lot of work to be done.
Now, you've taken this even further, because I, for one, was surprised that Canada doesn't have real legislation, sort of comprehensive across-the-board legislation, which looks to protect the rights of people with disabilities, as in the UK we have the Equalities Act, formerly the Disability Discrimination Act. That, again, has been something which you've been heavily involved in right from the start. Have there been sort of positive moves there?
There have been, and just to give you a wee bit of background, Canada is one of the few developed countries that does not have any type of legislation that mandates both its departments and federally governed companies to live up to the rights of those Canadians with disabilities. We were founded in 2014. I founded it and I added people to the committee. We have gained a lot of momentum, and I think this is all helped by what I would like to call the winds of change when the Liberal government took power in 2015. And since then, three of the four federal parties have supported us. The Trudeau government has mandated a minister that they have specifically assigned to ensure that the Canadians with Disabilities Act is legislated sometime in the very, very near future. And for our organization, Barrier Free Canada, we have obtained the support of over 23 organizations countrywide. And this includes not just the federal parties alone, but it also includes like the mayor of Halifax, Nova Scotia, and the City Council of Toronto. Our five founding organizations are the CNIB, Canadian National Institute for the Blind, March of Dimes Canada, the MS Society of Canada, the Canadian Hearing Society, and Accessible Media Inc. We have a lot of supporters on social media, both on Facebook and on Twitter, and it is gathering momentum. The minister is presently conducting countrywide hearings across Canada. She is engaging different groups and in public engagement in the different provinces, and she has also had roundtable discussions on specific issues. Last week I attended one on transportation in Montreal, where the focus was on transportation and what could a Canadians with Disabilities Act do to improve transportation, you know, across the board, like at airports, at railways, at bus terminals, at ferries, things like that.
It sounds like this has been a more positive campaign than the original issue you had with, you know, applying for a job on a website which wasn't accessible. It sounds as if that change of government has been absolutely pivotal to move this request for a Canadians with Disabilities Act.
I would have to agree with you, Alan. I think that It might be a stroke of luck. It might be a bit of everything, but the winds of change are here. This is the first government that has mandated such a piece of legislation to take place. But as it is also the first government that has specifically allocated a minister to ensure that this piece of legislation is passed.
Is it difficult then for someone with a disability, or if we were to look at sight loss, is it difficult really to go about your everyday lives at the moment then, or are, if we were to look at the commercial side of things, are commercial businesses, you know, adapting well without legislation?
I would say that some of them may be, but most of them are not, because they're not being mandated. There's no teeth in the legislation to mandate them to do anything. And if they can get away with not doing it, they won't. And an example of this is the Greater Toronto Airport Authority. They look after Canada's largest airport, Pearson International Airport in Toronto. They do not provide adequate services for persons or passengers with disabilities. We have constantly been complaining about them and to them, and they don't do anything. So we're hoping that this piece of legislation will mandate them to do it. And if they don't do it, they'll be penalised.
So there are discussions taking place, these taking place across the country. Is there a timetable that can possibly be put in place, or is it too early to say when this may possibly enter the statute books and become law?
We're not sure. All we know is that the Prime Minister has mandated the Minister to bring something back to the Cabinet by April of 2017. What happens after that is anybody's guess, but I have a feeling that the government is aiming to have this legislation in place before the next general election, which is in 2019.
That's quite a short window. That's quite a quick movement, if you like, for this political red tape. So it sounds as if there is real support behind this. And, you know, as you say, to get this in before a general election could be quite a coup for the Liberal government.
I think it would be one of the greatest gifts that this any government, any Canadian government, to give to its people. I hope and pray that, you know, this very ambitious agenda could be obtained, and I think we would do our best to help making sure that it does happen.
How do you maintain the momentum? You know, the government's obviously doing its part. Is there more that you can do? Are there more organisations or individuals or groups that can get on board to continue this?
We need every hand on deck, individuals, organizations, any and everybody, because it's a lot of energy to dispel. It's not just me alone. It's advocates working tirelessly behind the scenes to ensure that things go through. And when you see a government that is genuinely wanting to do it, and we got to keep in mind that this legislation will not be perfect to start with, but it is a great step forward. I think this energizes us to just simply keep on going.
Donna, great news that things are moving and moving in a positive direction. But if people would like to learn more about the campaign or get involved, how can they get more information?
They can go to www.barrierfreecanada.org. That's BARRIERFREE. CANADA.org, and there they will see all the information that they need in order to get going. If they wanted to contact me directly, they can do so by writing to Donna, D-O-N-N-A, at barrierfreecanada.org.
Donna, let's hope that positivity continues and more people do get involved to drive the Canadians with Disabilities Act onto the statute books. We'll catch up with you in the near future to find out how things are going. But for the moment, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.